Welcome to Shir 18, and this Shir is being said L'zichr Nishmas, my great-grandmother, Esther Malka Bas Shimon, as well as L'zichr Nishmas Elka Sima Bas Chaim Levi. In this Shir, so we're going to conclude our discussion of Iker and Tafel. But let's begin by reviewing the rules of Iker and Tafel as they relate to grain. So we'll start with the most basic case, right? So if you have grain that's added to a mixture, but it's not there to fill you up, it's not lesova, or it's not there to give flavor. So in that case, there is no bracha on the grain. Now, if it's put in the food, right, it's an ingredient which is added in to give flavor or to be filling. So if the ingredient, the mizonos ingredient, is not mixed in, cooked, or baked together, but rather they're being eaten together, and you want them both equally, then you make two different brachos. You make a bracha on the one item plus the mizonos. Now, if the other items are giving flavor to the grain, then you would only make a bracha on the grain, right? Because mizonos is, in most cases, the ikar, and it covers everything else. Now, if it's all mixed together, or cooked together, or baked together, then you would only make a bracha on the grain itself. Now, if you have grain in soup, and the grain is the rov, there's mostly grain, and that's what you want, so then it would just be a mizonos. However, if there are very few pieces of grain, let's say like a couple of noodles, and you're not interested in the noodles, you're interested in the soup itself, then you must make a shahakal on the soup, and afterwards you would make a mizonos on the grain. Okay, so let's move on. The reason we do not recite a bracha on the tafel is due to the fact that the ikar covers the tafel item, but we would never say that the tafel itself doesn't get a bracha, because one may not have any pleasure from this world without reciting a bracha. So therefore, in situations where there is no bracha on the ikar, then you only say the bracha on the tafel. So for example, if you're swallowing a pill with juice, the pill is the ikar, but we recite a bracha on the tafel on the juice. So again, just how do we determine this? We determine it by knowing that I wouldn't drink the juice at all if not for the pill, but nevertheless, the juice still requires a bracha. Almonds that are covered in sugar, so even though they're encased in sugar and the nut itself is not visible, so the nut is the ikar and it alone receives a bracha. However, there are those that say that if you're eating chocolate-covered almonds, then you would also need to recite a bracha on the chocolate, since you also intend to eat the chocolate as well. So therefore, one would first say a bracha on the chocolate, because it's surrounding the nut, and then you would have to have in mind that your shahakal should not cover the nut, and then afterwards you would need to recite a ha'etz on the almond. Now, alternatively, you can make ha'etz on a different fruit, and then recite the shahakal afterwards. And the advantage is that obviously you wouldn't have to say the brachos out of order. Now, there are others that say you should only make a shahakal because the chocolate is the ikar. And others say still that you should only recite a ha'etz because chocolate may actually be a ha'etz, but our custom is basically to say a shahakal on chocolate. And Refor states that one should follow this last opinion, and you would only recite a ha'etz on a chocolate-covered almond, but you need to make sure to have some of the nut. Don't just chew off the chocolate, because then, of course, you'd have to make a shahakal. If one is eating peanuts that are covered in chocolate, right, so the bracha on peanuts are hadama, then one should make two brachos, a hadama and a shahakal, again, with the shahakal first. If they're covered in sugar, then we follow the same halacha as we already mentioned by almonds, and you would only recite a hadama. If the peanuts are covered in some sort of flour, then the bracha would be mizonos. If you're eating a chocolate bar that has almonds in it, so the bracha is certainly, in this case, going to be a shahakal, because the chocolate is the ikar. Moving on to wine. So wine is the most prominent of all drinks, and all drinks are tefel to wine. Now due to this, when you make a bracha on wine, it covers all other drinks, and this includes the bracha before and for the bracha after, and this is even when you did not have any intent to cover the other drinks. Now, since there are those that say that you must have the other drinks on the table when you recite the bracha on the wine for it to cover the other drinks, so you should try to have the other drinks on the table. Now, if a person is drinking wine in a set manner, then it will certainly cover the other drinks, even if they're not on the table, as long as the drinks are brought when the wine is still in front of you. Now, this halacha of wine covering all drinks is only when you drink at least a milo lugmav, which is a cheekful of wine. I think we say that's around 2 ounces or so. And this will lead to an interesting situation vis-a-vis the bracha achrona, in that if you had less than the requisite shear of wine, which let's say is about 3 ounces, then you would need to make a berei nefashos on the other subsequent thing that you're drinking, assuming that you drank it within the proper shear. If you drank less than this amount, meaning less than a milo lugmav, then a cheekful, so it is questionable if the hagafen will cover the other drinks. If you did not drink any wine, but you only heard kiddush from someone else, then you certainly need to make a bracha on all other drinks. Just like hagafen exempts other drinks in regard to the first bracha, it does the same with the bracha achrona, assuming that you had them in front of you when you recited the bracha rishona. However, if you're drinking wine in a set manner, it will exempt the other drinks regardless, and even if you didn't have them in mind. If the other drinks were brought later, and therefore you had to make a shahakal, so the bracha achrona on the wine will still cover the other drinks. And this concludes shir number 18.